This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Night restaurants. It's a great date night because it's a beautiful restaurant. It's a delicious restaurant. But also, it's right there on Broad. And Broad is a terrific strollable street now. It's become a great strollable street. They got lots of shops and whatever else. Anyway, then you duck in. They got high ceilings. They got exposed brick. Beautiful restaurant. You can get the ribeye. You can get the chicken mac chew. You can get the I've talked about the fried oysters so much. I really got to go back and make sure they are still my favorite ever. They have always been, partly because it's cornmeal. I think that's why. They're absolutely fantastic. They got the best Brussels in the city. And it's simply a fabulous restaurant. It is Bounty on Broad. Phone number is 410-8131, 410-8131. It's 2519 Broad Avenue. When we return, Chris Harrington joins us. We'll talk to him next. Jeff Calkins, Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant. The players, the team, the grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat is ready with Power Days deals on Covington Pike. It's time to make all your wishes come true, so come by. Pick out your ride and Gossett will get it ordered just for you. At Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, you'll get exactly what you want and at the price you want. No hassle, no extra charges, no market adjustments. You will not pay more than MSRP at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on the Pike. Plus, you can take your pick from 22 Jeep Cherokee Latitude 4x4 or 22 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman 4x2. Now $519 a month. Get it while the getting's great at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. So drive past the rest and come to the best. Gossett on the Pike or shop online GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
75 months at 4.5% APR, 3,500 down, Cherokee, ND5, 22552, MSRP 38,785, Ram, NS17135, MSRP 39745, includes all rebates and incentives, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 10-122, dealer stock only.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is an 8-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So yeah, the barbecue is great, but did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Fried catfish, grilled salmon or chicken, and the best smoked wings around. You can see the menu online and even make a pickup order at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com.
How do you know I have three sons? You know where my three sons and I all go for our dentist needs? Of course we go see Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi. Of course we do. We have been for years. Visiting the Smile Center makes going to the dentist actually a pleasure. Teeth well taken care of for, and it is a delight to go see him. He and his clinical staff have all been vaccinated. You can go see him for yourself. Just call 309-1333, 309-133, located 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek. Visit SmileCenterMemphis.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit 1 reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery testing to help you know if you need a new battery or not. Or if you're in need of a fresh charge, they can help you with that too. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $69.99. And they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone.
Hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738, 6423, MSRP 25325. Sportage P709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax final and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Come on, y'all, let's take a ride. Don't you say a word, just get inside. It's time to take your on another kind of trip. Cause you can't have to hop if you don't have to hit. Grab your with the extra. Close your eyes and hit the switch. But don't run to a place where everybody kick it, kick it, kick it. Get out the ticket. Ain't no blood, ain't no tripping. Ain't no fools in the party set tripping. Everybody got a stack and it ain't no crap. And it really don't matter if you're white or black. I wanna take you there like the Staples singers. What's up in the tank? And I know that I can bring it. If you can't take the heat, get your ass out the kitchen. We on a mission.
Come along and ride on. Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show, presented by Church Health, caring for people all around us. Give today at churchhealth.org.
Chris, what are we listening to?
That's a Fantastic Voyage, the first single, or at least the breakthrough single by rapper Coolio, who died yesterday. Hopefully in the afterlife you get steak with your beans and rice.
Tender age of 59. Didn't he perform at a Grizzlies game? Do you have any recollection of that?
He did. One of those like you bring in. Like,
right.
You know, if I'm frankly past their prime.
Wait, at this point he was way past his prime, yes.
Yeah, Young MC did one of these, and I can't remember whether it was Coolio or Young MC, who I think it was Coolio, who was performing and trying to get the attention of people in the crowd, and they were ignoring him, and it was kind of a thing. But anyway, shout out to him. He made some good records in the mid-90s.
All right, let's see. Forbes has their list of the richest owners in professional sports. And Robert Parra, although he had a tough year, like a lot of people, still in the top five. He's number four, down 3%, I think it said, Jeffrey. I think it was down 3% on the year. It's a good thing that Robert Parra is this rich. Good thing for Memphis, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean it because there will come a time in the next several years when we will be discussing what's going to happen in the next lease. And I can be torn about this. Like, he clearly does have the money to just do everything himself. But he won't and probably shouldn't be expected to. But if he was a owner who needed to maximize his return on the Grizzlies, he wouldn't be in Memphis. The way you maximize your return on the Grizzlies is not to be in Memphis. Don't you believe that to be true?
I mean, the way he would maximize his return on the Grizzlies is to sell the Grizzlies, right, so then who knows what would happen from there. I think, you know, if you're talking about, you know, specter of relocation, that's not just something you decide to do because the league has to approve that kind of stuff. I mean, definitely. I mean, Memphis is going to be one of the lower revenue markets in the league, and there's probably not much that's going to change that.
When are we going to start thinking about, when do you think tax issues are going to be a serious question for this franchise? Is he going to pay the tax, and what is a reasonable expectation about that, or for any owner to pay the tax?
I think anyone who wants to compete for a title, I don't think you go out to pay the tax as a goal.
Right.
But I think it's a byproduct of building a good team, and as payrolls rise and as you re-sign players, et cetera, I think any team that wants to compete for a title should have the expectation that they will likely enter the luxury tax in doing so, certainly to defend the title if you get to that vantage point. I think it's the heavy tax stuff, the repeater tax stuff, the stuff that Golden State is doing right now is not, I think, an expectation to have for most franchises. I think if you want to have an NBA team and you want to win, you have to be willing to go into the tax at certain points. The Grizzlies have not done that. The Grizzlies, I think, have done that once in franchise history, and that was when the tax was very, very low. It was a different tax regime. I suspect they will do that again. But again, I don't think it's something you have to seek out for its own sake. And the fact that the cap is rising faster than expected sort of changes the calculus a little bit. I mean, I think there was one thought at one point that as soon as John Morant signs his extension, you know, you're done with the idea of cap space. Well, you know, yeah, like tax is a separate thing, but like cap space you're definitely done with. And that's not necessarily true now with the cap rising so fast. But I am of the opinion that the Grizzlies, you know, in terms of keeping this core together and adding to it, which I think is something that is likely to happen or likely to need to happen in the next year or two, I think you're going to see them enter the tax, you know, if not next season, then pretty soon down the line.
One of the things that Zach Kleiman said over and over again the other day was, we believe in the way we're building the team. We believe in the way we built the team. And they believe in drafting and developing and all of that stuff. And that's clearly true, and that's great. Do you think, I was actually listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey later on that day, and Mark said that the summer he doesn't believe, he thinks they would have, in an ideal world, would have preferred to land a big swing. And this is fine. They do believe, and they are not going to overpay and whatever else. Do you think that is, do you think that there were efforts to do something more dramatic than what they did? Obviously, they're always looking and always looking for whatever else. Do you think there's some disappointment that in internally that the summer didn't yield more immediate help?
I don't know if there's disappointment. What I would say is that we think about these things so much in terms of agency by the team. Like, do you make a move? Do you not make a move? The move has to be there to be made.
Right.
And it's my belief that it's my belief that they would have made a pretty big move if it was there to be made. And it is still my belief they will do so this season if it is there to be made. I think what you have to look at is what players actually moved this summer. Rudy Gobert did not really make sense for the Grizzlies. You could argue whether it makes sense for the Wolves, but I think there was a level of desperation in Minnesota that's not here in Memphis. But an already 30-year-old, center on a max contract wasn't really – I would not have advocated an all-in move for that for Memphis.
Right.
Donovan Mitchell, because of the position, another small guard who dominates the ball, who's not great defensively, not a great fit with John Morant, and not enough of an added value if you're replacing Desmond Bane, who's already really good. Those were the best players who moved, and those players did not make sense for the Grizzlies. If a Jaylen Brown got traded this summer, or a Pascal Siakam got traded this summer,
right,
or a player who made more sense for the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies, didn't get that done and weren't even rumored to be involved, I think you're having a different conversation. I think the move is not there, hasn't been there. And, when we did our podcast here yesterday, me and Drew, we sort of did some, the gimmick was this plant our flags on some, bold claims or whatever for the season. And one of mine was, the way I phrased it was, I don't believe, was that both Danny Green and Dylan Brooks won't still be here after the trade deadline. And my broader take on that is I think they are likely to make a trade of a player with meaningful salary this season. I think Danny Green is by far the most likely. But Danny Green, $10 million. Dylan Brooks, $11, $12 million, both expiring contracts. Steven Adams, $17 million expiring contract. Tyus Jones making $14 million to be a backup point guard. They still got excess draft picks and all this other stuff. I think if the right thing pops up this season, I not only would I advocate the Grizzlies making a big move if the right player is there, I think they'll try to make a big move if the right player is there.
The Dylan Brooks thing, there's also this, he can walk at the end of the year. Do you think that will become a, obviously it will be a factor. You don't disgorge Dylan Brooks and not get immediate help back at the trade deadline just because he's going to walk if you are a contender and they expect to be a contender, right? But it is a factor.
Yeah. I don't assume that they're not going to re-sign him next summer.
Right.
But I think that's something they have to try to calculate and get a feel for between now and the deadline. And it's not, Dylan Brooks is a more valuable player as a trade, as a hot commodity, as he says. He's a more valuable player, I think, on the court and as a trade commodity than, say, Kyle Anderson was. I think last year by the deadline, they probably knew they weren't going to bring Kyle Anderson back. But he was in their rotation, and they were a good team, and what were they going to get if they traded him, a second-round pick or two? And so it's a cost-benefit calculation. I think if they get to the trade deadline and they think we may not re-sign Dylan Brooks, it's not going to be we got to move him for anything we can or we get nothing because you're already a good team. I think there'll be a threshold you need to get back. My hope would be that if you get to that point that you think you're not going to re-sign Dylan Brooks, and again, I don't roll out just re-signing Dylan Brooks, but if you get to the point where you think you won't, my hope is that you're not just let's move him for something of value before we lose him for nothing. My hope it's let's build a bigger deal and pair him with another player and two first-round picks and whatever, and not get something slightly worse that you're going to keep, but get something better is what, if you get to that point, is what I would be hoping for.
And basically, and we'll players will become available as the year plays out, right? Because different teams will be in different situations. They'll make conclusions about their future and their trajectory and whatever else. And someone who was not available this summer may well spring loose. In terms of Danny Green, by the way, he said he's part of the, you know, the, part of this team, expects to come back and play. Zach Kleiman said it. What is exactly the status of his health? We were talking about Jaren Jackson Jr. and his over-under when he might return. Do we have any sense? It was a knee with Danny Green. Do we have any sense, you know, like regular season? We expect, if he remains with the Grizzlies for this entire year, we expect him to play in the regular season. Isn't that the hope or the expectation?
That is the expectation they have voiced, that, you know, they expect him to be cleared sometime in the second half of the season. You know, he's 37 years old or whatever, 36, 37, coming off major knee surgery, and he was already, before the knee injury, in a decline phase of his career. I personally, you know, I wish him the best. I don't put a lot of stock in Danny Green as a meaningful player on the court late in the season, which is not to say that it can't happen or it won't happen, because it might, but I don't put a lot of stock in that. I think the more likely value play is using the expiring contract in a trade, but we'll see.
Kevin Pelton has projections up, statistical win projections, stats-based win projections. One of the things first, as he says, which is kind of interesting, is that one of the real challenges now is how disconnected the 82-game regular season has been from the playoffs. It used to be that the best teams were the best teams and there wasn't a lot of drama and whatever else, and they usually were the number one seed. Now, the last 2 years, none of the four number one seeds, two from last year and two from the years before, made the finals. So it is sort of interesting if the regular season is being devalued.
The Warriors won a title as the 3 seed, and the Bucks, I think the year before, won the title as the 3 seed. And I don't remember what the Raptors were when they snuck through, but they definitely were not a 1 seed.
In a way, it's like that's great because it's more wide open than it used to be. There's more parity. On the other hand, it's like it's the part that's not great is the what you know. Do we care about the regular season? I generally think that is a good thing. How many teams, though? You talked about the fact that there are 9 teams, you know, that are sort of in a, you could that the Grizzlies really will be legitimately competing with in the West. How many teams do you think legitimately could win a title this year? Who could win a title? Go through them.
In the entire NBA?
Yeah.
Let me bring up the standings so I can remember all the teams. You sort of fudge, you know, you get to the anything can happen territory, but I'm going to say no on Miami. So I'm going to say Boston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, definitely. I'm going to say Brooklyn if everything breaks right. That's 4 in the East. I'm not ready to go there with Cleveland. Phoenix, I mean, the vibes are bad, but yeah, if everything breaks right. Phoenix, I'll still see the Grizzlies. They're on the outer edge of that. Golden State, obviously. Denver, definitely. The Clippers, definitely. I think, you know, teams like Minnesota and New Orleans and the Lakers and the Heat, to me, those are very outer edge teams. Like, in some theoretical, literally everything goes right, but I don't take them seriously in that regard.
How about Denver?
Yeah, I think actually, if I didn't say Denver, I meant to.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that we were talking about how jumbled all this is. So in his win projections, first of all, it's staggering how low they are. Phoenix Suns are number one in the West with 49.
Well, I mean, this is not him eyeballing. Right. This is a statistical system. It's regression to the mean. And so it's going to yield conservative results.
Exactly. So it's Suns are 1. Nuggets are 2. Pelicans are 3. Grizzlies are 4, Timberwolves are 5, Clippers are 6, Mavericks are 7, Golden State is 8, Lakers 9. And evidently Zion looks tremendous. You could imagine the Pelicans finishing ahead of the Grizzlies, could you not? I hear they have them right here at 3.
Of course. I mean, it's not like, you know, you could imagine it. It's right. It's like a 42% chance of that happening or whatever, you know?
Yeah. No, it's remarkable. All right, you're going to be touring the FedEx Forum today. Do we know already some things that are different there? Do we have a sense? This is sort of the general. Is this about just the configuration of the stadium, or is this also about, you know, is there a new Dippin' Dots stand?
Honestly, I haven't cared enough to try to learn ahead of time. I don't know. I'll show up and I'll look at whatever it is and I'll write something about it. But it's not something I've been like chomping at the bit to do.
And tomorrow we will ask you how it looks different. So thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian.
Jeff, I believe it is they've taken out.
There's some place to hang out up.
Yeah,
up
there's
above,
like a bar in the terrace level.
Yeah, they're sort of creating a nice young person vibe to come and hang out. Right, this is sort of the
got to reach those millennials, Jeff.
Got to reach the millennials somehow. And honestly, one of the challenges of that arena from the beginning has been how you get people in the upper deck. Right, it's just been the
if they were to build the arena today,
the upper deck is too damn big, and that is simply true. Back to what we were talking about earlier. According to Willie Green, who's the coach of the Pelicans, Z looked amazing. He dominated. His strength, his speed, he dominated the scrimmage pretty much. That is a team that is that's scary.
Well, I mean, CJ McCollum has been a great addition for them. And, I mean, to me, Zion Williamson, his concerns have always been health. But, like, when he's played basketball, he has been a very, very good basketball player.
Yeah, tremendous. All right, the phone number. We're giving away two tickets to see Luke Bryan.
A week from tonight.
At the Lander Center, a week from tonight. All you got to do is be righter than right. We'll take caller number 4, 535-3776, 535-3776.
I'm sorry, one more time, caller number what?
Caller number 4, 535-3776. It is, I got NFL tonight, and this is true, by the way. I didn't mention this before. It's for new users and existing users. They've got free bets on Thursday nights with the same game parlay. If you do a same game parlay and it does not hit, and you are a new user or an existing user, you get free bets back. So go ahead and build your same game parlay. Tyreek to score a touch, Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown, Jalen Waddle over yards, whatever it is, Joe Mixon over rushing yards. Build your own same game parlay. If it doesn't hit, you're going to get free bets back. All you got to do is sign up with promo code Calkins. That's C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, and you're ready to go. By the way, look for they're going to do an odds boost on the Titans game this weekend. They haven't announced it yet, but that's basically, it's me saying this, that's basically free money when that happens. Must be 21 or older, because you're going to see 3-plus legs, minimum $1 bet required. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, we'll do Righter Than Right trivia. We have a sacrificial lamb, contestant, lined up and ready to go. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Coming up at 11, it's the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith, John Martin, the rundown at noon. Cap or no cap, over, unders, and respect burgers. Jason and John, weekdays 11 till 2 p.m., 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen, it's a great day to be happy, happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive, just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We'll order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah. Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Sales tax fee, 738, 6423, MSRP 25325. Sportage P 709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/1/2022. Dealer stock only.
The corn maze is back, and it's better than ever.
Hunted hay ride.
Check.
Corn cannon.
Roger that.
Jumping pillow.
Yabo.
Large groups accepted. Field trips, birthday parties, you name it, we got it. Visit MidSouthMaze.com.
At the Agri Center.
Memphis. Looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Long Shot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Here's another remarkable success story from QC Kinetics. This one from Chad, who hurt his knee at the gym one day, and it just kept on hurting for months.
From my high school football and wrestling days, I already had a little bit of damage in there, but this just sent it over the edge.
Chad tried traditional treatments with no improvement when he turned to the non-surgical regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics.
It was really fascinating how they did their work, and the science behind it was very intriguing, and it works. Extracting the cure out of my own body blew my mind. It's like I'm brand new again. It was fantastic.
That's because the QC Kinetics natural biologic treatments use your body's own healing power to restore damaged tissue in your hips, shoulders, back, and knees, providing long-lasting relief.
Now I'm back at the gym. I'm 100%, feeling great.
If you're tired of suffering with pain from arthritis or injury, call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. 901-445-1010.
Attention veterans. If you were stationed at Camp Lejeune between 1953 and 1987, you and your family may be victims of toxic water poisoning. Cancers, birth defects, deadly illnesses have all been linked to the contaminated water. Congress is now holding the government accountable. You could be awarded financial compensation for your suffering, but you must act now. Visit sickvets.com for your free case review by TrueLaw. That's sickvets, like veterans.com. SickVETS.com. Visit SickVets.com.
Employee onboarding?
Automated.
Customer support?
Automated.
What if you could automate all your company's routine operation tasks and do it easily?
Lead management?
Automated.
With Zapier, you can. Zapier is the leader in no-code automation. Connect over 5,000 apps, automate almost any workflow, and streamline your team's performance without hiring a developer and with no coding required. That's right. Zapier's templates make it simple for you to automate anything in minutes, no matter your level of expertise. Zapier eliminates routine tasks and frees your employees to focus on the bigger picture. And with Zapier's advanced security features and annual SOC 2 audits, your data is safe and secure. See why thousands of companies, including Slack, Salesforce, and HubSpot, trust Zapier to automate their businesses.
Even complex tasks?
Automated with Zapier.
Try Zapier for free today at zapier.com/radio. That's zapier.com/radio. Zapier.com/radio.
Chest up, engage your core, dig deep.
At Misty's gym, boot camp gets pretty close to the real thing. She wants to spot a personal trainer with a military background.
I can cover this week's boot camp, but we need someone stat. Is it your cousin, a Marine?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Cuomo is back with a new show on a new network. Cuomo premieres on News Nation Monday, October 3rd at 8, 7 Central. To find News Nation on your television provider, go to newsnationnow.com/join us.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Not mentioned home run 61. I figured it was getting enough PR, enough pub. That was my theory.
Yeah, great call.
But Aaron Judge hit another home run, and now he can hit another home run. And hopefully this one will land into the glove of some lucky fan, unlike that one, right?
Yeah, so that was into the glove of Sarah Walsh of Fox, her husband.
Right,
yeah,
exactly right.
She was claiming to file for divorce because he just gave it up.
Because he gave it up.
Yes. But it did give us the cool moment with Judge and his mom.
That was cool. He gives the ball to his mom. That's sweet. Kevin Cerrito joins us now. He is the maestro of fun and games, all things entertainment in Memphis. Kevin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Listen, if you caught a baseball worth $1 million, would you hand it back to the player for a collection of trinkets, or would you use the money to finance your children's college education?
I think college education.
College education is the right choice. Exactly right.
Yeah.
And the idea that we pressure these people to give it back, what's he going to make next year? He's going to make $50 million a year, right, Jeffrey? Isn't he?
Most likely.
He can afford to pay whatever he needs, to get that ball back if he wants the ball.
$300+ million.
God, give the little guy a break now and again. Anyway, what's happening in the around Memphis in terms of fun and games there, Kevin?
So much. You can go to CerritoTrivia.com or CerritoEntertainment.com, CerritoBingo.com. They'll all take you to our list of events. We've got trivia happening multiple places here tonight where all the winning teams, of course, will qualify for a big tournament of champions coming up later this fall at Black Lodge over there in Crosstown, where we're giving away $1,000 cash. I'll be spending quite a lot of time there over at Crosstown in the next couple of days. Tonight, I'll be at Crosstown Brewing Company. We're going to be playing 2000s music bingo out there. It's free to play. And then Saturday night is the next 901 Wrestling show at Black Lodge. You can go to 901wrestling.com to get your tickets now. The 901 Wrestling Classic
nice
continues.
Story, by the way, by J.D. Rager in the Daily Memphian about the wrestling scene, the vibrant local wrestling scene.
Yes, the vibrant,
right?
Come see it for yourself this Saturday night. It's only you can get a ticket for as cheap as $5 over there at Black Lodge. It is family friendly. Doors open at 7, bell time 8 o'clock.
All right, Jeffrey, who do we got competing against you?
Jeff, let's welcome to the program Chris in East Memphis.
Chris in East Memphis. Chris, are you feeling confident?
No, but it's a beautiful day outside.
It is so such a nice day, isn't it? I think you make a good point. It is crisp in the air today. Kevin, I'm going to hand over to you and let the competition begin.
Okay, Chris, this is Righter Than Right Trivia. We play it every Thursday here on the Jeff Calk Show. Your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win a prize. Even if you tie, you win. And if you play honorably, Jeffrey might give you the prize. Anyway, what are we playing for, Jeffrey? We got a big concert next
week.
Two
tickets to see Luke Bryan next a week from tonight at Lander Center.
Oh, awesome. So that's your prize on the line. It is the current events era of Right or the Right Trivia. So all the questions are about stuff that's been going on in the news. I'll give you the choice of two topics. The one you don't choose will go to Jeffrey. Any point you can steal from Jeffrey. If he misses, he can steal from you as well. But you can only do that one time as we go along all the way through the end of the game. Are you ready, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Your first two categories, we have local or around the world.
Local.
Local, The Rock posted a video on social media that went viral this week. In the video, The Rock was interacting with a student who attends what Memphis high school?
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure. I'm just going to guess Central.
That is not correct. Jeffrey, you have your steal. Ah. Jeffrey?
He doesn't.
Yeah, no, I do. I think I... Oh. All right, I'm trying to decide. I think I know.
He's going to waste his steal or not.
All right, I'll take it. I think it's Crosstown.
It is Crosstown. Crosstown High School.
Nicely done. Nicely done, Jeffrey.
Classmates will be getting tickets to The Rock's new movie, Black Adam, coming out. But yeah, Crosstown, right over there where I will be tonight and on Saturday night, right next to where Crosstown High is. Okay, around the world, Jeffrey. Ian is not the only hurricane that has caused havoc in America this month. What hurricane knocked out the entire power grid of Puerto Rico earlier in September?
Okay. It was Fiona, wasn't it?
It was Fiona, yes.
God, Jeffrey, I swear to God, you have gotten better at this game since we started playing.
I'm playing the game.
I don't mean to lather you with praise in the midst of it and throw you off. I don't want you to listen to your press clippings, but you didn't used to crush everybody like this. Anyway, back to Chris.
Movies or musicals, Chris? Movies or musicals?
Movies, please.
Movies. After a 29-year wait that feels like a 300-year wait, what's the name of the trio of witches that will return in a film streaming on Disney Plus starting tomorrow?
The Sanderson Sisters.
That is correct.
Very nice.
That's my last.
I thought it was Hocus Pocus.
That's the reason I know that.
Oh, that's your last name. That's tremendous.
Yeah.
That's,
is it really?
That's fantastic. By the way, I've now formally jinxed Jeffrey. He's going to lose.
Yeah, I felt like a swing.
This was bad. I shouldn't have done that. It's 2-1.
Yes.
Back to Jeffrey.
The question asking for the name of the sisters, he got it very quickly. The Sanderson Sisters, starring in Hocus Pocus 2, dropping tomorrow. Jeffrey, you get musicals. Broadway's longest running show is scheduled to close in 2023 after 35 years. What is that show?
Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera is
good. Bing, bang, boom. 3-1. Restores the lead instantly. Back to Chris Sanderson.
Chris, yes. Royals or politicians?
Politicians.
What is the first name of the now deceased congresswoman that President Biden was asking for in a press conference yesterday?
Oh my gosh. No clue. I'm just going to say Susan.
It is Jackie. Jeffrey, Royals. Following royal tradition, the queen was laid to rest in a coffin that was lined in what element to help preserve her body for a longer period of time?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how many consecutive weeks we've had a queen question on Right of the Right Trivia, but eventually she'll be out of the news here. We're looking for the type of element that her coffin is lined with to help preserve the body.
I'm going to guess carbon.
That is not correct. Chris, you still have a steal. Do you have your royal knowledge?
No.
Not going to use it on this. Lead. Lead. Her coffin is lined with lead, a royal tradition. That makes it very heavy. It was very heavy to carry.
Queen, probably not that heavy by the end, you know. Once you put lead in the mix, that's much heavier, yes.
It's still, tech
three,
or
it's
TV.
Still 3-1. Still 3-1. Go ahead.
3-1. Tech Sanderson. Or TV, Chris?
TV.
All six seasons of Schitt's Creek are leaving Netflix. They're leaving Netflix. It's the latest show to leave Netflix. Of course, The Office has left Netflix. Friends has left Netflix. And now Schitt's Creek will leave at the beginning of October. You just got a couple more days to binge it on Netflix. It will, however, have a new dedicated subscription video on demand home. What will be the new home of the popular pop TV series? Streaming service.
Sure. I'm going to guess Hulu.
Hulu is correct.
Yes.
Chris Sanderson is hanging in there. He is hanging in there. 3-2. Back to Jeffrey.
The government of Ireland has fined what social media company $403 million for alleged mishandling of a teenager's data?
Instagram.
Instagram is correct.
Wow. This is an incredible showing. 4-2. Are we done with the regulation? I've lost track.
Don't trust Facebook with your data.
I'm so caught up in the action.
We're done. Yes, we are done with regulation. What's the score?
It's the score is, I've kept very close track of the score. It's 4-2. Jeffrey, 4-2. Chris, 2.
It's wagering time, and the final category is a favorite of the show. Food. Food is the category.
Chris, how many points are you wagering?
All in.
All in. Jeffrey's wagering 1. And so this is going to be very exciting. Food for Chris.
You want question number 1 or 2, Chris?
1.
1. The Rally is a new cookie offering from the Girl Scouts that is being marketed as a sister cookie to the beloved Thin Mint. It will officially debut when the cookies are sold again. It's the name. It has the same chocolate coating as the Thin Mint, but there's a pink wafer inside. But what is the flavor of the Rally cookie? What is that pink wafer flavor going to be?
It's going to be flavored pink.
I'm just going to guess strawberry.
Strawberry is not correct. The Rally is going to be a raspberry Girl Scout cookie. A raspberry flavored Thin Mint cookie coming soon.
I think that sounds promising.
I guess we celebrate innovation, right?
I guess it's promising. But the Thin Mint, the mint is the, so there's going to be no mint involved. There's going to be mint and raspberry. It's just going to be raspberry.
It's got the same chocolate coating, so it's going to be a pink wafer that's raspberry. Yeah, the raspberry Rally.
I hate Girl Scout cookies because you're forced to eat the entire box. There are pox on our society. Let's be honest. I mean, I like Girl Scouts. I support them and whatever else. But the problem with Girl Scout cookies is you eat the entire box. I mean, who's ever eaten 2 Girl Scout cookies? It's ridiculous. Right.
At least with the Thin Mints, you do get the 2 sleeves, so you can maybe do a half a box.
I guess you could do 1 sleeve.
You got to bring them to the workplace.
You do need a workplace, 100%. Yes. And now the problem is with the pandemic. Like, if we bring food in, I've had recent occasion to bring food places. Mm-hmm. The Daily Memphian isn't that well. Like, everyone doesn't come to the office, and everyone doesn't come to the office here.
Yes.
This is a problem, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what was the question for Jeffrey? Let's see if he can just gild the lily, as we say.
All right, we've got time remaining. So, Jeffrey, what fast food chain recently debuted a new autumn spice milkshake?
Oh, it's interesting. They call it autumn spice, not pumpkin spice.
Yeah, is that a trademark thing? Milkshake. This feels like a Chick-fil-A thing.
It is a Chick-fil-A
thing. My God, he's autumn unstoppable. Spice
milkshake. Yeah, there we go.
He's unstoppable, Chris. It's unbelievable, isn't he? The way he rolls over people. And I even tried to jinx him, but you played honorably. Jeffrey, you're going to get the tickets,
aren't
you?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Chris, hang on the line, please.
Kevin, where do people go to find your stuff again? Tell them.
CerritoEntertainment.com. You can find our list of trivia and bingo and music bingo nights happening all around town. Of course, if it's a general knowledge trivia night, that means you're going to hear 1 question that you heard on the Jeff Calkins show, at least sometimes 2, here during Right Than Right Trivia, because we always have a current events round. So you get rewarded for being a loyal listener to this show. And 901wrestling.com, that's where you get your tickets for this Saturday night's wrestling show. The 901 Wrestling Classic continues, and the 18-19 championship will be on the line as the Bluff City Boss, Don Montana, defends his title.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
We got to take a break. Back in a minute. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis, the SEC.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's SEC station and Grizzly station. Saturday, it's Alabama taking on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pregame at 2 o'clock, kickoff at 2:30 on 92.9 FM and 680 AM. Later, it's the first preseason game for the Memphis Grizzlies as they take on the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll have the pregame show at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. Tip at 7 o'clock, live with Eric Hasseltine on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Desmond Bain, Ja Morant, the players, the team.
team. The grind lives on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Gossett Mitsubishi summer sales event is still going strong at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Get ready to embrace adventure like never before in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport. $339 a month or $26,390. Get dramatic performance off-road, on-road, and everyday driving in 2023 Eclipse Cross. $409 a month or $31,085. And breakout and standout in 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. With 7 seating capacity, we Gossett at $419 a month or $31,605. Plus, peace of mind with our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 4.44 APR, 500 military rebate, 4,900 down Sport. NU 017062, MSRP 27140, Cross PC 00695, MSRP 31585, Outlander NZO 84348, MSRP 32105. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-122 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
All you truck drivers and truck mechanics out there, are you looking for a different kind of company and culture to be a part of? At Waste Connections and Team Waste, our employees reap the benefits of realizing their potential with trust and full support as a second chance company. We offer competitive pay, signing bonuses, tool allowance for our mechanics, and at the end of every workday, you get to be home. Our culture is built on taking care of each other and the communities we serve. Apply today at careers.wasteconnections.com and become part of a great team of people.
The Mempho Music Festival returns to Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden September 30th through October 2nd, featuring performances from the Black Keys. Two nights of Widespread Panic, Wilco,
I'm walking.
Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, Portugal the Man, Tank and the Bangas, Bobby Rush, Big Ass Truck, Future Birds, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit memphofest.com.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Are you tired of being tracked online? There's a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with the push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Football season is underway, so now's the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith. FanDuel makes it easy. They've got all your favorite moneyline bets. You can combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. With live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. Get paid. When you do, you'll get your winnings fast, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code JSmith, J-S-M-I-T-H, for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code JSmith. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
What's up, everybody? Guess who's hosting a new podcast? No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith. Listen as I pull back the curtain on everything beyond the world of sports, interviewing influential guests, outspoken celebrities, and thought leaders across the political, financial, and social spectrum. You know me, I'll give you my unbiased opinion. A No Mercy episode drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. No Mercy with Stephen A. Smith, a presentation of Cadence 13 and Odyssey Studio. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
No, instead of waiting on a good day.
I don't think we can go any further without pausing to appreciate Jeffrey's improvement at Righter Than Right Trivia. You've gone from a reliable winner to an absolute juggernaut. Burying people.
Well, I now read the news thinking of...
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
I'm like, during the week, you absorb the news thinking of, I better think about Ukraine took over what city?
Correct, exactly.
That's...
But it has also made me be on the internet more, which is not great.
A couple things that I did want to mention. Spurs are going to Uvalde. That's a nice thing, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
I thought that was a... That was a really nice story. Myles Garrett, supposed to be back in camp today. He got in that car accident.
Yes. The other news today, Jeff, I know you find this hard to believe. It turns out he was probably speeding before his car flipped. Who would have ever known?
Myles Garrett, he was with, it was Miles and a passenger, a woman who was in the, they were both wearing their seatbelts. Thank God. Car went off the road, flipped, whatever else. He was driving at a quote unquote unsafe speed, which I think one would have probably.
If the car flipped, yes.
Probably. Predicted that was true. Tua sadly is going to play versus the Bengals. Evidently, his back is in decent shape. The Grizzlies are going to have an open practice, which is free to people, and that's a lot of fun. So that's great. That news is out there. And Brett Favre, not only did he help arrange for public money that was being targeted for the needy to go to Southern Miss to build a volleyball facility. Separate story now that he had a charity called Favre for Hope, and the charity was advertised as a charity that mission statement said it provides support for disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients. Those are worthy causes, right? Disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients. Well, those disabled kids and breast cancer patient must be tremendous athletes because in 2018, the foundation gave the Southern Miss Athletic Foundation $60,000. Every other organization received 10. In 2019, the Far for Hope gave the USM Athletic Foundation $46,000. The next highest donation to the Special Olympics was $11,000. So basically he's raising money on the pretense that it is for disadvantaged and disabled children and breast cancer patients, and then turning around and giving money to Southern Miss. That is not great, is it?
No. I think with Favre now, the biggest question
is whether he goes to jail.
Correct.
The biggest question is,
I've been here, it's very obvious he's been a scumbag, and I think most people kind of knew he was a scumbag, but it's like he plays like a kid out there, but it's now leaving no doubt.
And then in the meantime, we have a full slate of college football that is looming, including finally we're going to see what Ole Miss is all about.
Ole Miss I know Kentucky's played Florida, but I'm curious to see both teams against each other. Kentucky, when they play the SEC West on the road, has been bad under Stoops.
Will they be on your slate tomorrow?
We'll find out. We're still cooking right now.
Tomorrow, Jeffrey's bets. He'll make you rich. What's going to happen the rest of the day today here on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Drew Hill will join the program. You will join them as well during hour number 3. On Jay Otto and Jeffrey, Eric will join us today, as will Jason Smith. Jeff will join GP at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. Work is done.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Hey, hey, Jeff Allen. It's a great day to be happy. Happy in a new Kia from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. What you got going on?
Randy, we'd love to make you happy with the all-new 2023 Kia Seltos LX all-wheel drive. Just $257 per month for 36-month lease and only $29.99 due at signing. Or how about a 2023 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, $287 per month for 36-month lease, $34.99 due at signing.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff. You got me happy, happy.
And listen, Randy, if you don't see what you want, no problem. We will order exactly the perfect ride for you, and you choose your own bells and whistles.
Plus, equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com. 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 per year, 20 cents excess mileage, zero security deposit. Seltos P738, 6423, MSRP 25325, Sportage P709, 8842, MSRP 27955. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Kia. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10-1-2022. Dealer stock only.
Memphis. Looking to shoot your shot? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis is serving up bites, beers, and your favorite games on TV. It's the place to watch sports in downtown Memphis. This season at Long Shot, the playbook is wide open. Delicious food, classic drinks, and a crowd cheering on the Tigers and Grizzlies in HD. Are you game for some shuffleboard and draft beer during halftime? Long Shot at Arrive Memphis has got you covered. You and your team can kick off the season in style at Longshot Arrive Memphis. Visit us at longshotmemphis.com.
Football fans can turn a loss into a win with the King of Sportsbooks. Just place a single first touchdown score prop bet on any pro football game. If your bet loses, you'll receive up to $25 back in free bets. This offer is available all season long. This is Jeffrey Wright inviting you to wager confidently and take your game to the next level with BetMGM. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app and sign up today. Then, wager on any player to score the first touchdown in any pro football game. And if your bet misses, you'll get up to $25 back in free bets. Turn game time into showtime with the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Must be in Tennessee. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Elevate your taste buds with the new Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger. Decadently layered with crispy onion strings, a creamy Chop House aioli over an all-beef patty with two slices of American cheese and served on a toasted brioche bun. For a limited time, at Sonic.
Don't miss the fun of the Mid-South Fair at the Lander Center.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.